Morris dancing could be on its way out. I don't know whether that fills you with joy or horror, but it's very worrying for Morris dancers. The association that represents more than 200 Morris troupes says the traditional folk dance could be extinct in 20 years because young people are too embarrassed to take part. I'm joined live by the bagman of the Morris Ring, Charlie Corcoran, and by the editor of the dance magazine Mixmag, Nick DeCosimo. Let me start, if I may, with you, Charlie. What is the bagman of the Morris Ring?
It's like a secretary. It's just another word for secretary organiser.
But it's a much more glamorous title.
Oh, it is indeed, yes.
Now, how big a crisis are we facing here? Because since we started talking about this story earlier, we've had several emails from people saying Morris dancing is thriving. Peter Judge has emailed to say his daughter is an 11-year-old Morris dancer and greatly enjoys it.
I think that is true. There are lots and lots of sides and lots of young people involved. The point is, though, a lot of the traditional sides, a lot of the sides which are going for sort of 40, 50 years, their dancers are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and they're not getting the youngsters. The big thing is we want to get far more young people. We actually want to improve the image of the Morris, of all sorts, not just Cotswold, but the sword, rapper, longsword, molly, all the different sorts of dance. We just want more young people to get involved and recognise that it is their tradition.
What makes you think they're embarrassed?
Oh, it's just the things that people have said. I am a teacher. I have tried at a couple of the schools I've taught to get youngsters involved, and they say, well, no, we won't do that. And my son is a dancer, and talking to his friends, many of whom are now dancers, it's surprising the amount of stick they've had to put up with.
Well, look, let me bring in Nick. Did I mispronounce your surname, by the way?
No, that you've got it pretty much on the mic.
Almost there, thank you. Doesn't often happen.
It doesn't often happen.
What do you advise here?
Well, obviously at Mixmag we're very concerned about this. We don't want to see the end of Morris dancing, so we come up with a little 5-point plan to try and get some younger people involved. Firstly, Mixmag would put together a playlist of more contemporary dance music to hopefully lure in the younger generation. Or we could suggest artists which could remix classic Morris dancing tunes, and they could use those for some of the shows.
Nice.
We could swap the bells for whistles. Whistles have been a staple of sort of acid house raves for many years, and maybe that would be something that would sort of bring the younger kids in. We could swap the wooden sticks for glow sticks. Once again, this has been a trendy, trusty clubbing accessory over the decades. We could launch Morris dancing chic in the kind of hipper parts of East London, so we could try and bring this fashion kind of onto the sort of onto the catwalks and the streets. I think that a lot of people would agree, if you've been out in East London on a Saturday night, the Morris dancing outfit is probably less outlandish than some of the outfits that are on show there. And finally, we thought that gang feuds in the 1980s in New York used to be settled by breakdancing competitions. So we thought perhaps we could put a Morris dancing kind of spin on this and have Morris dancing burnhuffs, and perhaps that would help reduce knife crime.
There you go, Charlie. There's a plan or two.
No, that's a nice one. I think some of those are quite fun. I have to say that amongst the folk world, there are some very, very good young musicians who are really doing their damnedest to bring the music of the Morris up to date so that it appeals to all sorts of people.
Why do you think it annoys some people? We've got an email from Roger Barton in Sheffield saying Morris dancing should be made compulsory for those sentenced to community service. That'll kill two birds with one stone.
I think they're having a joke there. They can't possibly dislike it that much.
Nick, do you fancy it?
Well, I mean, it's very similar to rave music, isn't it? It's sort of dancing around in a white suit in a field. I mean, you know, it's...
Well, Charlie, we wish you many more happy years.
Good luck,
dancing.
Charlie.
Thank you very much.
But good luck.